So hello, good morning. I'm Gendra Vatrai, PhD candidate in Dr. Sin's lab in University of Arkansas. Title of my talk is Field Evaluation, Association Mapping, QTL Analysis to Dissect Down Immunity Resistance in Spinach. Here is the outline. I'll go through the objective, move towards introduction, method, and present the result that I've identified. There are two major objectives that I'm going to present over here today. First one is to screen for down immunity resistance in the field. The second one is to map the resistance material that we phenotype for two PFS races. So from field screening, we'll be identifying minor alleles that are controlling down immunity resistance. And from the greenhouse experiment, we'll be mapping and identifying the markers associated with that particular races of downy mildew. So spinach belongs to Amaranthaceae family. It's a diploid crop with 6 chromosomes. It's a dioecious crop, separate male and female, as you can see in the picture, and hence they are wind pollinated. The genome size is relatively moderate size. It's 980 MB. And most importantly, there is an increasing demand of spinach in the US and around the world. Looking at the production side, US ranks first in spinach production. They outnumber US, and the US ranks second in total production. So downy mildew is the major important disease of spinach. It causes around 30 to 40% of yield loss caused by an obligate oomycete, Pornospora effusa, formerly known as Pornospora farinosa spinaceae, so it gets an acronym PFS. Signs and symptoms are chlorosis, necrosis, and sporulation. As you can see in the picture, it's very easy, when we inoculate, we can easily distinguish resistant and susceptible. We can see the downy mildew growth on downside of the leaf. And in the greenhouse inoculation system, we can easily see sporulations. The latent period of this pathogen is around 1 week. So within a week, they can produce enough number of sporulations, and then the disease progresses very fast in the field condition. So here is the challenge to breed for downy mildew resistance in spinach, because the number of races are increasing year after year. So in the last 20 years or 25 years, more than 10 races of downy mildew have been reported, and that's making a great challenge for spinach breeder and spinach industry, because whatever we release, whatever the resistant cultivar have been released, they are broken down when new races emerge. And so far, we hypothesize that so many number of races comes because of high density planting, and then large scale and long term planting that increase the selection pressure, and a higher mutation rate of pathogen. So what are the options? So utilization of disease resistance or single gene resistance is the most prominent and practical approach to control disease in any kind of plant disease or plant breeding approach. And in this project, we are also quantifying downy mildew resistance to identify some minor genes that are controlling or that are regulating the downy mildew tolerance. And hopefully, we'll be able to identify some minor alleles and use the major dominant allele to pyramid so as to generate more durable resistant cultivar in the future. So here is an overview of downy mildew screening effort in the field condition. So we did a field screening of the USDA material, more than 400 USDA material, and then 70 cultivars that are tolerant to some of the races of downy mildew. So we assessed them as a disease severity on a scale of 0 to 100%. They were screened at two locations, one in Salinas, California, the second location is Yuma, Arizona, for 2 years. And we used genotyping by sequencing derived SNPs to conduct an association analysis for now. But we will have whole genome resequencing approach, SNPs derived from whole genome resequencing. So we'll be using genome-wide SNPs in the future to conduct an association analysis. In another approach, like to map the downy mildew resistance from particular process, we used some segregating line or breeding line and inoculate them with two different races, PFS-16 and PFS-13. They are evaluated for the resistance to two different races, and we did genotyping-wise sequencing, and did conduct an association analysis to identify the markers that are associated with that particular population against that particular races. Here is an overview of the result that we obtained from the field trial. I'm just presenting from Salinas, like data from the Salinas, but in overall, like when we are presenting the final, or when we are making a final paper, we'll be working or analyzing all the data and compile everything and present a report. So we see a wide diverse disease response from that field trial. I've listed most top 10 tolerant and susceptible lines over here. And then we calculated block values from the trial and used that as a phenotypic data to conduct an association analysis. So for now, I used SNP marker generated from GBS. We have 6,900 SNP marker and 273 individual panel that passed the filtering process, and I used that to conduct an association analysis. We separate them into three clusters based on structure analysis or admixture analysis, as well as MEGA and then PCA plot. And we identified some of the markers that are associated with the downy mildew tolerance from the field trial in Salinas. Although they are not highly significant, but this is what we obtain from our result. So the top five SNP marker, they show LORD score of 3 to 6. Similarly, here's the result from mapping analysis using PFS-16, race 16 of downy mildew. We identified more significant result over here because we used like more developed or like, you know, advanced population and phenotype them in the greenhouse condition, so the phenotype will be like pretty much more reliable over there in the greenhouse system. And then the peak region lie in the chromosome 3. And then if you look at the zoom version of the association panel from chromosome 3, we can see there are three major regions of chromosome 3 that these SNPs are located on: 0.62 MB region, 1.0 MB region, and then 1.2 MB region. So over there, like, you know, there are five candidate genes that have been postulated on downy mildew resistance to in Espinas. Similarly, we investigated a little bit on the haplotype analysis as discussed by previous speaker, and we identified some haplotypes that were associated from those three regions from the two blocks on this association panel. Similarly, here is the result from PFS-13 inoculated panel. This is like more interesting because we have higher like significance on our result, and in this panel we only get significance on 1.2 MB region. There is only one gene that is a resistant gene on the spinach genome sequence. So the difference between the two is, in the previous one we find like three major peak region, while in this panel we only find like one, and probably this is more suitable as a like a tolerant or resistant genomic region in the spinach that control downy mildew resistance. And I also present some of the marker. These all are located in chromosome number 3 on the same region. So in the future, we'll be using whole genome sequence data, the SNP markers that we derive from whole genome sequencing, and then conduct an association analysis for the field data. Similarly, we'll be working on expanding a little bit more on other different population and inoculate with different races of downy mildew and investigate and identify markers that are associated to particular panel in the future. And thank you. I would like to acknowledge Dr. Shi, Dr. Correll, Dr. Mong, and lab members. Thank you. Ready for questions.
So, since you have evaluated, have been evaluating Downey mildew over 2 years, so did you use a combined 2 year data, or what did you use?
No, I just used like one for here to present here. Like I just used one to make it simpler. In the end, like we'll be evaluating everything and then compile, and then it will be like holistic one at the end. Thank you.
I'm wondering if the QTL you've identified in that showed up in both of the analyses, is that the location of the R gene that has been used in breeding, or is that a new site?
Can you repeat the question, please?
You found at the beginning of chromosome 3 with both analyses, you got a strong QTL there.
Uh-huh.
Is that the locus that of the R gene that has been used in developing resistant germplasm now, or is it a new
So the question is that the same region that commercial cultivars are using or that they incorporate in their, yeah, I think like that is the same region, because these regions has been like, the postulated on the genome sequence data, and then the two papers that have been published, one genome sequence and one the recent paper from China, the group of China, that they found their candidate gene in the same region. So
any of the lines that are resistant to RAIS 16 are also resistant to RAIS 17?
Some are, yes. There is some difference, like some will be resistant to RAIS 16, some are like overlapping. They are overlapping, the differential lines also are like overlapping. They have different like susceptibility response to different races that I haven't presented here. But there is overlap. I think Hydrus is resistant, right? I guess Hydrus should be resistant to RAIS 17.
The only one I found was Platypus, which I'm not sure it is.
Okay. Yep. Thank you. So any more questions? I have, I think, one and a half minute left. Yes.
Now, if I understood that right, your plants were in Salinas and Yuma.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's where the plants were in your course analysis back in Arkansas. So you didn't plant these same lines in Arkansas, correct?
Those are different petals, yeah.
And they're not in the field in Arkansas.
They are in the
screening was done in Salinas and Yuma.
Yeah, the field trial was done in Salinas and Yuma. The greenhouse trial.
So what would happen if you plant the same lines in Arkansas? Assume Downy mildew is worse in Arkansas. Is that correct or not?
So, yeah, that's a tricky question. So I think, like, if the same Downy mildew, same races of Downy mildew are here, then we'll probably get the similar result. But in different location and different year, we always observe different races, like, predominance of different races. So we occasionally get different response from the field. But in greenhouse, like we control, we only use particular race at a time, and then we get like more focused result.
So following John's question, so do you find any QTL G by E effect? G by E?
Right. Yeah, there, but like I haven't discussed that in the our today's session, but like we have seen like G by E effect, and it's like it's very common in that kind of experiment. Thank you.